Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Guerra. I am America's voice. God bless America, God bless you, and let's do this. It's the Steve Guerra Show, here to give you a cold, hard slap of reality to make sure you're awake to everything that's happening, and that is a hell of a lot today. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the price of chicken is going up, way up. Tyson says the cost was just increased more than 20%. Thank you, Joe Biden, because of a huge demand jump and people switching from beef, meaning the socialists are winning that fight. Number two, electric vehicles are all the rage for those in D.C., but the truth is they're for fancy, affluent buyers, not ordinary folks. This ain't Henry Ford's America, I can tell you that. And number three, the weaponized FBI dropped all pretense about being an even-handed and reputable law enforcement agency of the United States government when it raided and occupied the Mar-a-Lago estate of President Donald Trump last night. With Christopher Wray in charge, one can only imagine what kind of games are being played. And make no mistake, there's one single goal here, one goal, and that is keeping Donald Trump out of the race for president in 2024. That is what is being demanded by the agitated minions inside of Washington and what is being demanded by the globalists. They're also passing garbage bills to force America to its knees financially while keeping our borders wide open. We'll get back to 87,000 IRS agents. Today you have to wonder if we can even make it to the November midterm elections with this kind of an attack on a former president that is unlike anything we've ever seen before. It is truly unprecedented. We know now that the entire Russian collusion hoax was bought and paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign at her direction, in conjunction with the Democratic National Committee. There was no raid by the FBI, not at Hillary's house or anyone else. Hillary's team was never seriously questioned, still have not been. We know the entire charade of the first impeachment of President Trump, allegedly because of a phone call with the president of Ukraine, was a complete joke. There was not an impeachable offense in talking to a foreign leader, none whatsoever. They did it anyway. We know the second impeachment was based on nothing at all because what the J6 committee has discovered so far would not be enough to get an impeachment. Unless, of course, the socialist Democrats are able to criminalize political speech, which they have been trying to do for years. Remember, Donald Trump called for the National Guard several times in the days prior to January 6th. His requests were denied. We know that the information that has been exposed from the junkie, whoremongering Hunter Biden's laptop contains enough evidence to result in numerous indictments and criminal convictions, not only of Hunter, but his business partners, including his Uncle Jim, and possibly even the President of the United States, Joe Biden himself. But the FBI, which has had the laptop since December of 2019, doesn't appear to care about human trafficking, illegal drug dealing, illegal gun deals, or not registering as a foreign agent while bringing in millions of dollars to the U.S. and not paying your taxes. I wonder if any of the 87,000 new IRS agents will focus on Hunter Biden's cash flow and who was getting paid a lot and who was not paying taxes. And once again, that may well include a lot of people, including Jim Biden and his brother, President Joe Biden. But those investigations, well, they don't appear to be going anywhere at all right now. They appear to be of little or no interest to the feds. I mean, after all, they may be able to pin more dubious accusations on Donald Trump instead and run him out of town. Why else would the FBI, the weaponized and compromised FBI, whose corruption under the Jim Comey of the world, who was the world's tallest Boy Scout, of course, came to light long before they decided to try to push criminal charges onto a former president? This is by far the most dangerous and reckless move yet by the socialists and the people in the deep state. I am demanding for the sake of this nation today that they come clean about what they are looking for and why. Half of this country doesn't trust the federal agencies. Why would they? I mean, they don't trust these agencies for very good reasons, like the ones I've already outlined here, by openly targeting the former president in an unprecedented assault on his home and private effects. They've crossed a line I never thought we would see, and they have jarred a sleeping American public. Trust me on this. Read what is being said on social media. They have jarred awake a sleeping American public to a point that they will wake up and they will reject this partisan behavior by what are supposed to be law enforcement agencies. These are supposed to be the people we trust, the foundation of law and order in America, not political arms for the Democrat Party. And keep in mind, the Democrats raid the home of the former president while increasing the size of the IRS six times. Six times. You think that's in your best interest? If they can raid the home of Donald Trump, if they can raid Mar-a-Lago, what do you think 87,000 agents that increase the number of agents out there by six times, what are they going to do to you, America? How many times has Hunter Biden's home been raided? How about any of the associates that appear to have committed a variety of federal crimes, including hiding millions in income from the IRS? Again, will just one of the 87,000 agents make it to Hunter's file? Will they even look at it? Do they even care? How many times was Hillary Clinton's home raided? How many members of the Clinton team ever had their homes raided by the FBI? We are fast reaching a breaking point in this country, one where the federal agencies are not taken seriously at all. And the people will band together to protect themselves against massive government corruption and overreach. This is Banana Republic territory, my friends. This is Banana Republic territory. We've seen the tapes of Hunter Biden. We've seen the evidence of what Hillary Clinton did to attack a candidate for president, to undermine a sitting president, and now to attack a former president. The term unprecedented is not strong enough. They better put up quickly and show us why the hell they would pull a stunt like this. You know, it wasn't long ago, just a few days ago, in fact, Donald Trump made some comments about what was happening to these people. I want you to hear it. Listen.
Everything this corrupt establishment is doing to me is all about preserving their power and control over the American people. They want to damage you in any form, but they really want to damage me so I can no longer go back to work for you. And I don't think that's going to happen.
We will see. We will see what happens next. But the fallout from this stunt is just beginning. We'll have a full slate of guests here today to sort this out. Pete Hoekstra back today, former House Intelligence Committee chair, former ambassador under Donald Trump. He'll be here in just a few minutes to talk about this outrageous maneuver by the FBI. We want to know, did Merrick Garland sign off on this? Did Christopher Wray sign off on this? Who was informed? I'm guessing everybody. Did the president of the United States, Joe Biden, sign off on this? These are questions we need to know today, right now. I'll be back in a moment on the Steve Gerber Show. Headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.